We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What an unbelievably distasteful and disappointing week for the Raiders with John Gruden stepping down. They got Denver on Sunday. Nice enough to join us on Where the Raiders Are, Where They Go From Here. ESPN Raider beat writer Paul Gutierrez joins us. Paul, thanks for joining us today. First things first, we had to check on Amy G and how she's doing after that defeat last night to the Dodgers.
Yeah, did you guys check in on her? Because I haven't talked to her last night, so I haven't had a chance to.
She actually told me she was happy that the Dodgers won.
Did she?
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, then I guess I can put my Fernando Valenzuela bobblehead back up then on our bookcase.
I think you should.
I don't believe you, Ray. I don't believe you.
You know what?
But it sounds good.
But she's still got to explain her way out of this.
Yeah. Well, Paul, we appreciate your time. And obviously a bit of an awkward transition to what's going on with John Gruden and the Raiders. But let me ask you, to what extent, if any, had Gruden in the wake of all this lost the team? And what role did that perhaps play in his resignation?
Well, it was like a slow drip, right? I mean, we're literally sitting in the media workroom here in Las Vegas this afternoon. It's like, wow, it was literally 1 week ago now when that first story dropped, the Wall Street Journal, which had the racial trope in there about Demoris Smith. And it's like, okay, does he survive this? Does he explain it away? What happens? Well, I was one of three reporters that spoke to him on the phone that day individually. And he, you know, it was a huge leap. It was a logical leap, I guess, if you could get there. And then you saw it kind of pop up on the field on Sunday, and it just kind of was like you had that weird sense that it was affecting the team. And to a man, when they came up to the podium afterwards, because we're not allowed in the locker room anymore, Yannick Ngakoue said no comment, so that spoke volumes. Josh Jacobs said, I've known the man for 3 years, and he's never made me feel a certain way, but then again, he wrote what he wrote. But it was 10 years ago and somebody can grow. So you had different opinions of it. And then when the torrent just dropped on Monday in the New York Times story, it's like, okay, how soon before he has to announce his resignation and is or fired? And it just kind of went that way. And in talking to players, past and present, you got the sense that a lot of the guys, and Lincoln Kennedy being one of them, that he didn't understand. You know, when he read those emails, it's like, is that the guy that I knew? Is that the guy that I knew and loved? Or is this the guy? Because that's really what confused a lot of people. When you see it in print, when you see it out there and it's tangible, that's what was really disheartening. So to lose the team, you know, once Monday happened, there wasn't a team to lose anymore because he was gone.
Mark Davis seemed to resist the idea of getting rid of him even after the second round of emails. To the point where when he was asked about dismissing him afterward, just said, go ask the league, leaving the impression that the league basically forced this upon him. Do you think, A, that the league did force this upon him, and B, if he had resisted the league, what could have happened to the franchise?
Yeah, and again, we start going into conspiracy theories here, and I was the one that talked to Mark Davis a couple of days ago, and he offered me the comment, right? My comment is no comment. Go ask the league. They have all the answers. And that was just in a general response to, hey, thoughts on this entire thing and how it's gone down. It wasn't specific to what's taken so long. What are your thoughts on this email, that email? It was basically in response to how the whole thing went down. Now, what I still can't wrap my mind around or get anybody to confirm for me is that that rash, that torn, like I said, that cascade of emails that came on Monday, which were so damning and so despicable, I'm not so sure that the Raiders had those on Friday. It was almost like the league kind of gave the Raiders a taste of things. This is not to defend anybody. This is not to dismiss anything. But it was almost like, oh, let's see what he does this weekend. Oh, you're going to let him coach? Okay, boom. Let's see. New York Times, do what you got to do. And at that point, it was, you know, you had gone on bridge too far. So not defending anybody, but the sense I get, and you've talked to Mark Davis enough over the years, Ray, where you know there's a lot of nuance there. And you know, when he says something and he keeps it close to the vest, you know for a reason why he's doing it that certain way. So, again, just knowing Mark the way I do, when he talks and puts out statements like this, there's more to it than he's not telling on himself that you know, well, I didn't want to fire John, but the league maybe. It's much more nuanced than that. And yet it leaves it open to interpretation, which is entirely fair, too.
95.7 The Game brings you an NFL doubleheader on Sunday. Second game will be Raiders-Broncos, and we're talking Raiders right now with ESPN's Paul Gutierrez. This is a question, really interesting question a lot of people have had, Paul. And again, not to excuse anything that was written, but do we have any idea why these emails, which were sent so long ago, surfaced when they did?
Yeah, and that's where we go down the conspiracy rabbit hole, right? I mean, that's the thing, is that these emails, again, not to defend anything, and that's what you always feel like you got to say, and I get that. But this had nothing to do with John Gruden. They were investigating the Washington football team and the malfeasance that went on there for a decade plus, and they literally just found them, and they were flagged, the correspondence between John Gruden and Bruce Allen, who Raider fans will recall used to work for the Raiders when John was there the first time and was rumored to be coming back to the Raiders at some point, and it never happened. But it was just something that was flagged. Somebody had a reason to put him out there, and you kind of go from there. And that's where I kind of buy into the whole ask the league. They've got all the answers, because I'm sure Mark Davis has the same question. Why my guy? Why my team? Why now? But yet again, you can't defend the indefensible. So it's just so many questions about the entire situation. Why were those the ones that were flagged out of 650,000? And then you see other emails are starting to kind of slowly come out now, not with the kind of language that were in John Gruden's, but just a very, very bizarre. And it's just so fascinating, really, when you look at it and the way that these things were done. I mean, I've been told by sources, this looked like a hit job. This was like a mob hit where John Gruden could not be allowed to escape alive. I was told this was, you know, Monday was Dealey Plaza and the shooter on top of the grassy knoll. There was no way John Gruden was getting out alive, so to speak.
Is there a feeling in and around the organization that he might have just been collateral damage for much bigger things involving much bigger people?
Absolutely. There's no doubt that that's the feeling, and yet he wrote what he wrote. And if you're the first openly gay player in the NFL and you see what he referred to Michael Sam as, how's that going to make you feel? If you're a black player on this roster, which is, the league itself is mostly black, how's that going to make you feel when you see the language he used to describe Demoris Smith? Those are the things. I mean, there's just so many layers to this. And that first Tuesday, the morning after, I was down here and I was doing some live shots for ESPN, and I was able to come into the building and work in the media workroom. And you could just feel the heaviness in there, because there's confusion, there's anger, there's distraction, there's people that are questioning their own relationships with the man. And yet, to a man and to a woman, too, there's nobody that you'd ever talk to and say, oh, yeah, definitely, he made me feel that way. They're all confused, and yet he wrote what he wrote, as Josh Jacobs himself said.
Given your choice of the word confusion, is there any reason to think that this isn't going to either destroy the season for the football team or affect it in such a way that whatever momentum they had gathered early on can't be recaptured?
When you're talking about on the field stuff?
Yeah, their ability to play well.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that they haven't played well even before these emails started surfacing. They had a really bad game at the Chargers offensively, which is what John Gruden was controlling, right? So there's like this weird, and I don't know if it's whistling past the graveyard or not, but you're looking for kind of like an emotional bump. Going to a divisional rival in Denver, and now, okay, well, he's gone, and now we've got some more freedom to do things. Because, you know, when John was calling a game, it was his way or the highway, and you get that with, you know, 31 other coaches as well, or play callers. But you almost get the sense that there's kind of a freeing now after they get over the initial shock, after they get over everything. I mean, you know, he's no longer here, and this guy was the face of the franchise. Mark Davis put everything he had into getting this guy to come back to the Raiders, and now he's gone. So, geez, what do we do? So I guess you go out there and you let it rip, I guess, offensively. So to get that spring back from that 3-0 start, they needed to get that back anyway. And now they're kind of looking at this, and Gus Bradley, the defensive coordinator, you know, he might be the most positive person on the planet, because he said, yeah, there's a lot of emotions going on, but I was raised to believe that when things like this happen, something good's about to happen. So, again, whistling past the graveyard, I don't know, but we're going to find out on Sunday.
In the wake of John Gruden's resignation, we're talking Raiders with Paul Gutierrez, ESPN Raider beat writer here on 95.7 The Game. Paul, I realize that John Gruden wasn't with the Raiders when he wrote these emails, but how disappointing and sad is what he said, given the way Al Davis, in so many ways, stood for inclusion?
Yeah, and beyond that, there's the initial, like I said, the initial shock in the players, and you got, you know, guys like Darren Waller who have gone through their own trials and tribulation with addiction and come out, you know, every day is a battle, right, for him. It really hurts them to their core, especially what this organization has stood for over the years. But there's also kind of this hurry up and wait. What else is out there? You know, can this potentially shake the league to its core? Because, you know, he wasn't the only one writing things like that to Bruce Allen, and Bruce Allen wasn't the only one writing things like that and sharing pictures of what he shouldn't have been sharing. So, you know, Derek Carr probably put it best himself. There was a couple times he was very emotional at the podium on Wednesday, and because he's got a unique friendship and relationship with John Gruden anyway. And he said, wrong is wrong, but let's have every coach, GM, and owner in the NFL, let's open up all their emails. Let's see how many people are going to sweat. So there's that feeling as well.
Aside from that, though, this all does seem to be more about how the Washington franchise in general has behaved during a number of scandals, including business ones. And is there any concern, you know, within, you know, sort of Mark Davis's, you know, particular world that his business dealings are going to suddenly become part of the fodder, because they've had some turmoil, you know, above the coaching level. You know, the building of the stadium has always been sort of a weird kind of what am I looking for? A weird kind of process. Does Mark Davis feel like his franchise is in jeopardy as opposed to merely John Gruden?
If he did, he didn't share that with me, nor would I expect him to share that publicly. But I know there is a feeling out there that something is amiss. When you consider, like you mentioned, Mark Budane resigning as team president, who had risen from training camp intern to driving Jeff Hostetler from the airport to a press conference to being the team president and really getting this stadium up and running. And he resigns the week before training camp starts and says, you know, I'm just tired. I need time off. I need to spend time with my family. Okay. But it doesn't jive with what was going on, right? And then you got all these other business side people that have left in recent months as well. You know, when you're looking at the Mark Davis side of things, he's lost a lot of his closest advisors and most trusted friends over the past couple of years for numerous reasons. Cliff Branch passes away suddenly and unexpectedly. That was his best friend. Mark Budane, one of his closest allies, obviously, as the team president, he resigns. John Gruden, who he put everything in, he's gone now. And you're looking around, it's like, okay, well, Marcel Reif and George Atkinson are his guys now. And it's just, you wonder really how comfortable he feels in his own skin. There's no doubt that he's done a lot of things here in Las Vegas to ingratiate himself here. But you do wonder, again, putting on that conspiracy tinfoil hat, what is the long game here, either by the NFL, the owners, or whoever's leaking these things? Because it did seem, you know, they chopped off the head in John Gruden to kind of hobble Mark Davis and the franchise, and you just sit back and wonder and wait and see, okay, well, what's next?
Paul, it's been too long. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate your insight into this very disturbing story. Enjoy the games this weekend. We look forward to your Raider reporting at ESPN. Thanks, Paul.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks a lot for having me.
And tell Amy congratulations on her Dodgers.
Well, only if you buy my book with Lincoln Kennedy that just came out last month, If These Walls Could Talk. That's how you do it. See?
All right. Consider it done. You just make sure she gets that message.
I'll let her know.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.